comes with a rattling hum. It's the
You're still listening to the Grand 101 with Swap Talk, McKim Ecclestone, myself, Rob Dutton. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was a original piece of music that was written for the Fergus Scottish Festival. And we're going to talk to him in just a second because I want to find out how that all happened. Meanwhile, I got Elizabeth Bender with us in the studio here. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing? Nice to see you in person.
Nice to see you, too. Oh. I'm doing well. It's a great time of year.
It is. It is. I mean, if you go back to when you would have had to think about, the organization had to say, okay, we're gonna pull this off, right? We're going to do this. Because I think it has one of the most things going on that need to be pre-booked and planned and all of that kind of stuff. And you play with the weather all the time. You just don't want to worry about COVID, but you got to take it. And you folks all did. And here it is.
And here we are. It's been a lot of planning and a long haul, but boy, it's been exciting to be planning for a live event. And, you know, people write songs about us. So how can we not be great?
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Here's the song. How did you become aware of this?
The song.
Yeah, the song.
Well, David Leask, who everyone will meet momentarily, is one of our... a fan favorite at the Fergus Scottish Festival. He's one of our entertainers who is with us year after year after year. And I'll let David kind of explain where it came from. But what I heard was this Aussie musician was touched by our community and our event, and it moved him to write a song.
So is that the story, Dave? Is that how it happened?
Pretty much. I mean, I think I'd been there 12 years, and, you know, I felt I had grown a sense of what this festival was about, got to know a lot of people, and found the sort of sense of community very inspiring. And literally days before the 2019 festival, I started pulling this thing together, and on the very morning that I was scheduled to drive up, I was still tweaking lyrics, and I thought, I'm going to test this thing out. So I tested it out on the first night, and by the time I got to the end of the weekend in 2019, I had people in the Highland Pub tent all singing it, and before you know it, the president approached me and said, you know, we need to think about doing something about this song and recording it. And of course, there was a couple of hiccups and delays with COVID, but I pulled together an all-star cast of a lot of the alumni from previous festivals, and over the course of last summer, we went in the studio and did some stuff remotely with people in Alabama and Gillibrand in Scotland, and pulled together the production of this song. So I'm really proud of what we've done as a group. It's called David Leask and the Friends of Fergus, because it's very much that as a cast, and really excited to have the chance to perform it in person in a few weeks' time.
Oh, great. I mean, we heard it for the first time tonight. It is very, very impressive. So, David, you're actually going to be performing this number at the festival?
Yeah. So on the Friday night of the tattoo, there's a collaboration with, a large group of dancers choreographed by Sandra Bald-Jones and Dana Gamash, and it's going to be quite something to have about 80 dancers and volunteers on the field and me up on the stage singing it live. And, the song is a lot about a tribute to the volunteers. I mean, I think Elizabeth will tell me if I'm right or not, but I believe there's about 300 volunteers, and there's a line in the song, you know, raise your glass high to this big-hearted town and the best volunteers on the planet. And that's a big part of it. So the sort of choreography kind of represents that too. So it's a really exciting thing that's going to take place on the Friday night. And then, of course, I'll be singing it throughout the weekend as well. So I'm really pumped.
Elizabeth, this is like for the volunteers to kind of have a song that they can latch onto because they're in it.
Yeah.
That's really kind of, I expect this is going to live on forever.
We are looking at this as a legacy piece. It's going to be very memorable to be a part of it or have been part of the festival over the last 77 years. It's still a tribute to all of those folks through 77 years that have got us to this point. And it's just kind of the icing on the cake that we have this wonderful tribute. And
David, I hear it and I think, okay, why didn't somebody think of this before? Like, it's so good, and it speaks so much to what the event is all about. It's just kind of, wow, didn't happen before. All right. Thank you, David, for having the smarts to do it.
I don't think it's a normal thing for people to write songs about festivals. I mean, not every entertainer gets the opportunity to come back as frequently as I have, and I feel very lucky to have been invited back so many times, and it does feel like you kind of you get adopted as part of the family, and you get to know people, and it's through getting to know people too that you start to believe you have a sense of what it's about, and you're able to write about it. I mean, as a songwriter, you really have to pull from an emotional place for me personally to write a good song. A song is an emotion, and there's an awful lot of emotion at a Scottish festival. If you think about people rediscovering ancestors, just tapping into history and in a way time traveling. And something got under my skin, and I just started writing the song. So yeah, it's something that just tends to happen. It's if you want to make it happen, it doesn't happen. It just kind of happens to you. So there you go.
Well, it's funny. You said something there that I think is so true. And for those of us that attend just as general public, and you go every year, you do get connected to a lot of the people time and time again, whether it's, people you know that have come back to the festival, and many of them come from afar, so it's not that you're going to see them any other time, and all of a sudden you're re-engaged with all these people and the people that are involved in the festival. It is a bit of like a great big family reunion happening in there, right? Which is
nice to be part of it.
We have volunteers now who have grown up attending the festival, and community members who their parents volunteered, and then they volunteer, and now their children volunteer. So generations are part of this event, and I think you can feel that when you attend. Yeah. So we're not a regular festival. We are truly like a family, and we're all in it together, and we're all passionate about it, and bringing you the best event that you could ever attend, with great music and flying cabers and Highland dancing and Scottish history and good food.
Yeah.
So I think David's captured that in his song, and it's called The Tartan Kiss of Fergus. It just really, it's very touching, and I think it makes us as the folks who present this event very emotional.
If you've gone once, you will know why you will go again.
Yes.
If you haven't, and you're sitting on the outside, maybe new to the community or something, you say, well, I'm not Scottish, I don't know about that. I'm not Scottish either. But it really gets in your blood when you go to this. It is really quite an event. So I would tell you that go, take the family. There is so much stuff going on in here. There's going to be something of interest to you.
And it's you'll just hear it before you're even there. You'll feel the pipes. And yes, there is truly something for everyone.
What's 100 international vendors? Is that true?
We have...
it must be. It's written here, right?
We do. We actually have vendors that come from all over the world.
Wow.
All themed, obviously, a Scottish theme. So food and wares, and you can buy a kilt while you're there, and all kinds of great things. So everything about this event is very much based in our mission to bring you the best and preserve the best of Scotland without the airfare. So it's a great time to travel, low risk.
You do not want to be in an airplane today. It's just not where
not in the airport.
No,
anyway,
no,
airport.
No, or in the plane.
No weights. Just, no check
nothing.
Buggy.
But
check
it's baggage. Not. It's 3 days, right?
Yes.
But it starts kind of before that.
It does.
So tell me about that.
We actually have now the BIA is running the Templin Gardens and the Twilight in Templins. So we will have one of our Scottish festival bands playing on the Wednesday night.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
Band Taverna. And I hope I said that correctly. They are a Celtic band from Brazil.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, they live in Scottish
everywhere.
A Celtic band from Brazil.
Yes. And then, of course, Thursday night, the parade is back.
Oh, is it?
So pipes, plaid, and pageantry.
Nice.
And we would love folks to join us for the parade, not just as spectators, but put in a float, or if you have a group or organization we'd love to see you in the parade, and you can register right online, or just show up at Victoria Park at about 6:30 and we'll get you in the parade line.
All right.
And then on Friday during the day downtown, the gates don't open at on the festival grounds until 5 p.m. So during the day, we're going to have wandering pipe bands, we're going to have Highland dance demonstrations, music galore. So there will be so much to do to be fully immersed all day Friday. And then gates open, and we will take it from there with all of the amazing things that happen at the Fergus Scottish Festival, kicking it off, obviously, with the tattoo on Friday evening and some special featured guest events and a whiskey tasting. And then right into Saturday, the competitions begin, pipes and drums, heavy events, Highland dance.
Tossing the caber.
Oh, tossing the caber. Yeah. It's some special surprises in heavy event world this year, so you'll have to come to see.
Ooh.
And
She dropped a little one there.
Yeah, a little
All right. Yeah, now, if you haven't seen, again, go in person, you haven't seen somebody try to toss a caber, that's an event all in its own.
It really is. That is something you will get nowhere else, is a heavy events competition.
No.
And it is amazing to watch. And then be somewhere and you hear the roar of the crowd and you know something amazing just happened.
Right.
And everybody runs to go see what it was.
It's quite an event, actually, to get those. And the best one I like is, and I don't know what they're throwing, but they got these gigantic spikes on the front of their toes.
Oh, yes.
And they're spinning around and they're whipping this hammer, or it's a big, big heavy metal thing.
Yes.
Often do.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is.
Amazing. Everything is amazing. The dancers and the athleticism there is incredible. The pipes and drums, as I said, that, you know, especially the competitions are great, but the masked pipe bands where they're all together, hundreds of them all marching down the field at once.
But there's a little bit of tasting going on, I understand, too.
Yes, there'll be a little bit of whiskey tasting, and of course, for the Outlander fan, this year we have Diana Gabaldon, author of the books, who's been a regular guest at the festival and is joining us this year. And through the years, her books became a television program and have gained huge popularity.
Yep.
And so we actually are going to have one of the actors from the show will be joining us, Duncan Lacroix.
Ah.
And then we also have Gillibrand McMillan, who is also an actor in the show, who's been with us for several years. And actually, David was mentioning he's part of the song.
Uh-huh.
And he's a wonderful musician himself, and he teaches Gaelic lessons on site. And so he's there as well. So we've got a little Outlander convention at the same time.
Whoa. See, there's so much for you to do.
If
you get tickets there, but you want to buy your tickets in advance?
Yes,
would
highly recommend buying them in advance. We're anticipating some long lines to get in. So if you buy in advance, one, it's a little bit cheaper. And two, then you just scan and in you go. It's much quicker to get in, yes.
And these folks have been doing this for a long time, so they've got it all figured out from the logistics and the parking and all that kind of stuff. If anybody's doing it well, it's you folks. So
we are trying our best.
Nothing to fear about, not working and where do I go here. It'll all be very well taken care of.
Yes, we do plan to take care of folks. And you know what? We know people will be patient with us with the first event in 3 years. So we're really looking forward to hosting everyone and showing them a great time.
We can't wait. David, once again, we're going to go out with this song. We really love it. Thank you very much for doing it. Can't wait to see you at the festival.
Looking forward to it. And maybe you can tell your listeners that they can get a free download of the song at the tartankiss.com.
Oh, thank you, because I was just going to ask you that. That's wonderful.
tartankiss.com. They can get their own copy.
Thanks very much. Thanks, David.
Okay,
thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, guys.
Local radio for Center Wellington and Wellington County. The Grand at 101.